You're listening to WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM. I'm Sean Canaan, and joined on the phone, I'm joined with Dr. Fred Harvey. Welcome to your own show, Dr. Fred.
Good morning, Sean.
And we have a great show planned for you today. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think you will answer people's questions if they make a donation during the show today. Is that right?
That is true. So, yes, I'll be glad to do that. Email us the donation and the question, and we'll be glad to get to it.
And let me clarify. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Fred. When you say email a question, you would be, if you make a donation on the web, you can type your question in the comments section.
Yeah.
And if you phone in your donation, you can also try to give a short question to the phone volunteer as well, right?
And they will deliver that to us, I hope.
Exactly. All right, great. Well, let me remind people that they're listening to WMNF Tampa 88.5 FM. We're a listener-sponsored radio station, and so we subsist mostly on donations from people like you. And so if you support the Health and Nutrition Show with Dr. Fred Harvey, please give us a call, 813-238-8001, or donate at WMNF.org.
Sean, you made a really good point about the fact that WMNF was here during all of this isolation during the pandemic, and it gave people this sense of belonging and a place to turn to for information and some of that community that was missing. And community is a really, really important part of our lives. There's a lot of research out there about social isolation and loneliness and the effect it has on our condition. When we talk about loneliness, we're talking about our feelings. It's subjective. It's the feeling of depression that comes from having no intimate circle, no friends, no family, no company to be with. And it's a place of being, like the isolation, the loneliness of being out in rural areas gives that sense of being out of touch. And social isolation is the objective state of being out there in the wilderness, so to speak, or being isolated like we were last year, unable to be able to connect with our community. And so this is the perfect concept and to talk about while we're talking about this community here at WMNF that I'm so happy to be a part of. And I really, we have a goal of about $2,000 here on this show today. So it's time for all of our friends who have been helped by this community to think about joining us here in the circle of friends. If you can call 813-238-8001 or go online to WMNF.org and join the circle of friends. Even for $5 a month, you're with us. And you have a place you can turn to when you have that feeling of social isolation. There's so much good talk. You can call in and talk with us and many other of the talk DJs because this is a family and we're here to support you and we need your support as well.
That's a great point, Dr. Fred, and I want to encourage people, if you've called in to Dr. Fred in the past and he's given you great medical advice, well, maybe here is a way to thank him by donating to WMNF during his show so that his show gets the support it needs. We do need to raise $1,800 this hour. I apologize. It is $1,600. I should get my facts right before I turn on my mic. $1,600 this hour. I think we can do that. We raised close to that last hour for Democracy Now!, which I should say did make its goal, I believe, because we got a $100 donation from Riverview in the last few minutes, and they're getting a t-shirt, WMNF t-shirt, and that means that Anonymous from Gulfport has met that match of $100 and is also getting one of the beautiful new WMNF t-shirts. So I thank the people who donated to Democracy Now! I believe, I haven't done all the addition yet, but I believe that Democracy Now! Did make its goal. Now, will you help Dr. Fred meet the goal for his show? And I have some good news, Dr. Fred. Two people donated before the show even started, so I'm going to thank them now unless you have another plan.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. So Arlene Fawcett from Gulfport Gulfport representing this morning. $88.50 contribution. She's getting the WMNF face mask because when she listens to Dr. Harvey, she realizes that one of the best ways for us to protect ourselves and the whole community is for all of us to wear face masks out in public. So thank you, Arlene, for that wonderful donation from Gulfport. Also, we have an anonymous donation from Fort Lauderdale for a $250 contribution. Anonymous is joining the Music Lovers Wall, and they will get a tile on the wall in the WMNF station. So thank you to Dr. Fred Harvey and the Health and Nutrition Show. They're donating $250. Well, that's a great start. We've raised more than $300 already toward your $1,600 goal, but we still do need to hear from people. 813-238-8001 or our secure website, WMNF.org.
You know, there are some groups of people that are especially at risk for loneliness and social isolation, and it's very common in older adults. Our master citizens are really the people that are at risk in a great way because of at least a quarter of community-dwelling Americans. This is not people in facilities, but living in the community, 65 and older. At least a quarter of them are considered to be socially isolated. They just don't have connection. And about a third of all adults in the United States report feeling lonely. And people who are 50 and older are more likely to experience some of the risk factors, such as living alone, loss of family and friends, chronic illnesses, and sensory impairment. These all lead to isolation. Deafness and blindness are very, very significant in impacting people's sense of isolation. And over the course of the life, these conditions can be episodic or chronic, but as we get into these later years, it often becomes a chronic condition that really affects our health. And it really does cause a lot of health risks. Having social isolation increases your risk of premature death from all causes. All-cause mortality is increased because you have no will to live any longer. And it actually is as important as smoking, obesity, and physical inactivity at increasing your risk of problems.
You're listening to sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Fred. I just want to remind people that you're listening to WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM, WMNF.org, and we are trying to raise funds to help support Dr. Fred's show, the great information he gives you every week, the fantastic information he's giving you right now about isolation and loneliness that is very important to all of us to keep aware of. And I should say that we did get two beautiful donations before the show started, but since the show began, we have not had a caller to call in and support Dr. Fred's wonderful health and nutrition show. So I want to remind people that you can call right now, 813-238-8001, or make a donation on our secure website, which is WMNF.org. And when you make a donation, if you have a question for Dr. Fred, he will try to answer it on the air. So please let your phone volunteer know or type in the question on WMNF.org when you make your donation. Thanks, Dr. Fred.
Thank you, Sean. That update's really important because we need people to come and join this family, support it, and keep it on the air. Some of the things that we also know, specific issues that are associated with loneliness and social isolation, there's an increased risk for obesity. And there's also the reverse because of the nature of the way morbidly obese people are treated by society, and there's a discrimination that actually causes them to be more socially isolated. So it actually is a feed-forward negative loop. Across the board, inflammation in the body is increased by loneliness and isolation. And there's actually a 50% increased risk of dementia when you have social isolation chronically. It increases depression, anxiety, suicide, and increases vascular events like stroke and heart attack. Among heart failure patients, there are a huge increase in risk of death, 4 times increased risk of death, and a 68% increased risk of hospitalization, and a 60% increased risk of going to the emergency department simply because of feeling this loneliness. It's really devastating to our systems because we just need community. Humans need a pack to be with. We need our tribe, and that's been shown in the blue zones. One of the principal reasons people live so long and so well in the blue zones is because they have a tribe and a family of intimate friends that can support them. throughout those years. And they, in turn, as they become master citizens, can support the youth to actually grow better because of their wisdom that they can share. And this community is the same kind of thing we have here at WMNF. We share here. There's lots of sharing going on. There's all different varieties. The community is built, like going to the Gasparilla Music Festival or the ukulele Uke It Out that's coming up. This is a great community, and this gives people such joy to go and participate that it's still worth it to join a group like WMNF and become part of the circle of friends. You can get great kind of perks when you get into the circle of friends at the $88.50 a month. You get a thank you gift each pledge drive, and you get a new shirt each time, and you get buy one, get one free tickets to these great community events that WMNF puts on. So give us a call at 813-238-8001 or give online at WMNF.org and ask a question. I'll be glad to answer it.
813-238-8001 or WMNF.org is how you can support the great show of health and nutrition hosted by Dr. Fred Harvey every Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Every time that you have a show, Dr. Fred, people are emailing their questions in, they're calling their questions in. It's such a community service that we provide here, that Dr. Fred and WMNF provide, that it's time to pay that forward to make sure that it's here for everyone else in the future. If Dr. Fred has helped you in the past, we'd really like to hear your donation on the air, or if you just like listening to other people's questions and getting just the general information from Dr. Fred. Even if you haven't had your own question in the past, if this is a valuable service for us to have in the community, we need to hear from you. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. As I mentioned earlier, we had two people who donated before the show started, but we have not yet gotten any donations since the show began. So Dr. Fred, I'm sure, would be really thrilled to hear from people who are listening right now, think that this is an important resource to have in the Tampa Bay area, get satisfaction and information from this show, and say, this show is worth my support. I can join the Circle of Friends at $10 a month to support Dr. Fred's show. Or here is my $88.50 contribution to Dr. Fred's show. Call us now, 813-238-8001. And I should say, for an $88.50 contribution, you can get one of our fantastic new t-shirts. It's the color is a nice heathered seafoam green, and the design on the front is designed by a local St. Petersburg artist. It's a crate of oranges. It says fresh and local, 88.5 WMNF. This is a fantastic shirt that you will be so happy that you got with your $88.50 contribution to help Dr. Fred's show to meet its goal. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
You know, there are other people at risk for this loneliness and social isolation. Immigrants are very much at risk because they're trying to assimilate into a new community. They come here without community. And so building community for someone who has a different language, looks different, has different cultural customs, is often very difficult. And I think one of the things that America has been good at in the past is actually assimilating a mixing pot, a melting pot of so many different, diverse cultures, races, and religions, everything. We have become, in these past decades, more xenophobic, more isolated in our own silos, it seems, and polarized such that the normal ability to assimilate in community has been disrupted even before the coronavirus came along and caused this disruption of social interaction with the pandemic. But that's even worsened it. And we've seen with the inappropriate racial naming origin naming of the virus by certain groups that caused more isolation and more xenophobia for Asians. And that was really another divisive thing that increases our isolation and loneliness. And we as a nation really need to focus on ourselves and look and see if we are actually opening our hearts to people who are different from us, so that we can actually transform some of this isolation into community, because it's through community that America is going to be great again. We're faltering a bit here with that community building, and I would like to see us work together to uplift all boats, because we can rise America's tide, but it takes a community to do so. And if we're going to isolate like we have been, it's not going to be easy to build community here. Another community that's been isolated for many years is the LGBTQ plus community. That community has always been marginalized, and during these past 2 years, we've seen more xenophobia to women, trans women, color. This is another problem we see in breakdown of community. Everyone's human. Everyone deserves human love and respect. And when we isolate and consider people to be subhuman, it really disrupts our community and makes it really difficult for us to thrive. It's one of the reasons we see higher incidences of medical illnesses in both the immigrant community and the LGBTQ community, because we're having isolation. We don't feel comfortable. These people don't feel comfortable going to doctors because, again, they feel at risk, like they might be actually discriminated against. Obese people have the same problem. They don't feel that they are being respected as humans, and it makes it really difficult to then transcend that and become a thriving, very healthy human. So community is so key, and if we can just really work on opening our hearts to reach out to people who may have different appearances, different beliefs, and different cultures, to expand our knowledge, our wisdom, and our love. Because the more we share of ourselves, giving to other people, serving them, we actually improve our own health, because service improves our immune system. Service improves our cardiovascular system. Service improves our neurologic system. And so when we lift up all those systems just by being in love and sharing, we build community and we change lives. We can change lives also by becoming a family member at WMNF. Sean, what are those numbers? How do we get a hold of WMNF?
Yeah, here's how you can boost your immune system by becoming part of the community. You can join WMNF as a member by calling 813-238-8001 or by making a donation on our secure website, which is WMNF.org. You can join at the basic membership rate, or if you'd like to, you can donate more. If you support Dr. Fred's show so much, you could donate $100 or $200 or $1,000 to support having great news and information shows on WMNF 88.5 FM. You can call 813-238-8001, or you can donate on the web at WMNF.org. Hey, I have some good news, Dr. Fred. I have a couple of people that have now called in or made donations on the web to your show this hour, so let me thank them.
Fantastic.
Lorleen Aslanian from Sarasota has donated $63, and she's asking a question. So I will ask her question in just a second, but after I thank Jack and Sherry from Tampa with a $126 donation, they're picking up this great WMNF t-shirt. So thank you for that donation, Jack and Sherry. Also, again, here's the question that came in from Lorleen in Sarasota. And before I ask her question, I'm going to say that you too can ask a question if you'd make a donation at WMNF.org, or if you call 813-238-8001. Lorleen's question is, so grateful for this informative show. Dr. Harvey is a gift. Question, is there a way to minimize lectins in beans? Does cooking lentils for 24 hours reduce the lectins?
That is an excellent question. I have read a little bit about this. Oh, and by the way, Lorleen, thank you so much. I really appreciate the donation, and I always enjoy talking with you. So the several ways that I have read that would be good is to obviously soak the beans and throw the water away. That's one. And then cooking longer doesn't necessarily actually remove lectins. They may be changed a bit, but I think lectins are a bit hard to destroy by cooking. And that's why some doctors like Dr. Gundry suggest that you just avoid whole classes of foods that have them in. Now, when you're looking at specifically beans, there are different ranges of lectin content in different beans. And so what I understand is that kidney beans, cannelloni, you know, the white Italian kidney beans, red beans, pinto beans, are all in the same immediate family, and they have very high lectin content. I tend to avoid most of those because they do bother me more than the other beans. Lower content lectin beans are garbanzos, lentils. Lentils are tolerated by almost everybody because they really are the lowest, I believe, lectin bean. And black beans are also relatively low. They're more starchy than they have protein. And so, yes, there are some beans that are better than others, but soaking and throwing the water away is one of the best ways to get rid of those extra lectins.
Well, thank you, Dr. Fred. And hey, I'm going to ask a really basic follow-up question. Tell me more, what are lectins and why are they bad?
Oh, good follow-up, yes. So lectins are a type of protein that are in many vegetables. Stephen Gundry, I think, wrote the book Plant Paradox, and he talks about these lectins, and they are irritating to our system. The lectins that are in kidney beans, for instance, they discovered blood type via kidney beans. The lectins in kidney beans will actually cause type O blood to agglutinate, which means to clump together. It's not really a clot, just the blood cells get sticky and they junk up. And so it's not really good for somebody who has type O blood to actually eat kidney beans because it's not good for your blood. It makes it thicker. And so you can have more problems from that. On the other hand, it shows up in many different vegetables like zucchinis and, you know, a lot of different things. You can look at lists of this on the internet. But one thing that they do is in the absence of allergy or food sensitivity, they do damage the lining of the gut. They can cause a little bit of intestinal permeability issue, the same way that gluten does when it injures the lining of the gut. It's not the same reactivity, but it's similar. And so lectins themselves in grains and beans can do a similar thing to what gluten does. And some people find that there is a big crossover there between different grains. Some people can't eat corn because it has a kind of lectin in it. And so, yeah, it's a really interesting concept to look at, but it's something that only certain people are really severely bothered by. And when you are, you know it because those foods really bother you. And when you avoid them, you feel so much better.
Let me give an update of where we are. You're listening to WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM. You might be also listening in Sarasota or Brooksville or maybe in Bradenton or in Lakeland or in Clearwater. But you might be listening around the world on WMNF.org. I'm Sean Cannan. I'm the news director here at WMNF. And this is a show from Dr. Fred Harvey. It's called Health and Nutrition. And every week, except for three during the year, Dr. Fred is on the air and answers your questions about health and about nutrition. This is one of those special weeks where today and tomorrow we're raising funds on the air. And we are only answering questions from people who send in a donation today. 813-238-8001 and WMNF.org are the ways that you can make your donation. So far, we've raised during this show and before the show about $530. That's great. We still have more than $1,000 to go. So we still need to raise about $1,000 in the last half hour of the show. I see that there's one person on the line. That's great. I hope that that's a contribution, but we're likely to need about 9 or 10 more people to call in. So if you are a fan of Dr. Fred Harvey, if you think that the Health and Nutrition Show is a valuable asset in your community to have on the air on 88.5 FM, just like I do, please give us a call and make a donation. 813-238-8001 or make a secure donation on our website, which is wmnf.org. And in either of those cases, when you make a donation, you can ask a question that Dr. Fred will answer. So we hope to hear from people, Dr. Fred, but right now we just have one person on the line. We'd like to get more of them.
And Jack and Sherry, thank you for that donation, but you didn't ask a question. In any event, I've been looking at this belonging since I met a woman at my conference 2 weeks ago. She's my new angel of joy. Her name is Radha, R-A-D-H-A, Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. And she wrote a book called Belong. And that book is something I think everybody could consider picking up. It is such a joyful little book, and it has some exercises in there to help you understand where you can find your peace and joy through belonging. And it's just really fun, and she has a really very cool project called Daybreaker Plus. It's an app, and it stems out of her work in what's called Daybreaker. Right before the pandemic, she set up this community building tour. I think she did it for about a year before the pandemic hit, was touring cities around the nation and the world. And they would do a belonging event. And she has a concept that everybody needs their daily dose, D-O-S-E, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphin. The way she got this for people, it was in a drug-free Dawn environment. People would come to a Dawn event having purchased tickets, and they would start with hugs on the way in the door. And then they would have an hour of group yoga to some really cool music. Along one side of the event hall, there was organic, gluten-free, dairy-free, amazing food. And then after the yoga, 2 hours of dance. And the joy that you can see in the people I saw the videos of who were actually doing that, and we did a little bit of it at my conference, and it's just fun to start the day with dance. Every day we started the conference with dance, and it was just a blast. And so I would suggest you look up Radha Agrawal and her book Belong, because it's so positive. And I'm just so into the concept, because I've been doing this research and seeing these articles of numerous places showing that community belonging is associated with positive health behavior changes. The more people feel that they are part of community, the more they are willing to invest in themselves. Community helps build self-love and self-care. And so that's why it's so important that you find your community. And I know there's some people out there that listen to me every week and consider this to be part of their community. And I would like to hear from you now on the phone or on donation online to join my community here and support this show so we can keep it rolling and continue to give this kind of uplifting, health-related, personal growth information. I really have some great plans for the future of the show, and I need your help to support me in this, because WMNF needs the support to keep me on the air. So please call 813-238-8001 or go online to WMNF.org and thank the show. Thank WMNF for having this amazing resource that is such a community-building resource. There are very few communities in this nation or on this planet that have a completely community-funded radio. This is the voice of the people, and we need to hear from you people to keep this voice on the air, because it's such a valuable resource for waking up this world and having a community that is so supportive.
Yeah, that's such a great point, Dr. Fred. You are listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. It's 10:35 in the morning, and from 10 to 11, Dr. Fred Harvey is on, usually answering your questions about health and nutrition. And this valuable resource is part of Community Radio WMNF Tampa. We do need funds to keep shows like this on the air. And thanks to Marley Beers from Nokomis is donating $52.50. So thank you for that donation. We need to hear from from you now. I have great news. It looks like there are three people on the line that are donating. I think that they're donating now. I have no way to tell for sure if those are donations coming in or if sometimes we get crank calls and things like that. I don't want to be too negative, but let's assume that those are three people. I would say that if those are all donations, that we probably need to hear from about seven more people in the next 25 minutes. That gets started with your call by calling 813-238-8001. Wouldn't you feel so good and so much a part of this community and get that dopamine and get all the other things that are very important by calling 813-238-8001 or by supporting Dr. Fred's show by making a web donation at WMNF.org.
So I have a donation from Jack Jensen, and I thank you for that. And Jack has asked a couple questions here. He has a CPAP, which is a couple years old, and it was under recall at the present time. And apparently there's a backlog in getting the new machine. He wonders if he should stop using the machine, even though he can't get a replacement for months. And honestly, I don't know. What I would do is actually contact the company that made it and ask them what the recall is about and whether the machine is safe or effective to use until you can get the replacement. I think that would be the best choice. And then once you have that information, make a choice as to what you're doing next. And he also is 6 months post-torn Achilles tendon and wants to know how to manage that injury. Well, I would make sure that the tendon is strong. There are a couple of nutritional supplements that I like to help make tendons stronger. One is orthosilicic acid, branded as Biosil or Regenimax. And another one is a hyaluronic acid. That the only brand I know of that is this very specific tendon substance is Synovix, S-Y-N-O-V-X, tendon ligament. And I have actually watched it heal some terrible tendon tears and tendonitis very nicely. And I would also consider seeing a muscle activation technique therapist to try and get the leg working better so that you don't injure that tendon again.
Thank you for those questions from Jack, who has donated. Now, if you would like to ask a question of Dr. Fred Harvey, you too could make a donation to WMNF right now, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. I think we need about seven more people to call in by the top of the hour in order for Dr. Fred Harvey to make its goal. Hey, it would be great. It would be nice to get two shows in a row to meet their goals for the news and public affairs block this morning. We only have one more day of fundraising this whole entire calendar year. So I think we'll come back in the middle of January or so. I don't know the exact dates and ask you again. But right now we're trying to get through the end of the calendar year, get through Christmas and New Year's. And this is how we stay on the air, is through donations by listeners like you. And that's how you can support great programming like Dr. Fred's Health and Nutrition Show. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. You can also make a donation on our secure website. That's WMNF.org. Just throw some money in the tip jar there. You can join the Circle of Friends, the sustaining membership at $5 a month or $10 a month or $20 a month. You can also make a one-time donation. Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $88.50 to get the new WMNF t-shirt. Or maybe you can make a $1,000 donation to be a super, super supporter of Dr. Fred's Health and Nutrition Show. But we do need for you to call right now, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
That's a really good pitch there, Sean. We need to have more people join this family. And talking about family, here's an interesting question that came in. Are there doctors in my field in Tampa, Brandon area who accept Medicare or Medicaid? And Rick, I don't really know that, but I have connections to a couple of different family-type organizations. One is the Institute for Functional Medicine, IFM.org, has a doctor finder on the website. And that way you can find functional medicine doctors like me who are in your area, no matter whether it's Tampa, Brandon, or Kalamazoo, or L.A. You can look up local doctors and then talk with them about whether they take insurance. It's really hard to tell, but many of us have had to opt out, though I do know of actually one practice in Chapel Hill that does take insurance, but I'm not going to name any. I think you can do your own search for that. Another group that I think is really valuable is the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, of which I'm also a member. They have a doctor finder. These people understand functional medicine in a much different way to some extent because they really deal with all levels of toxicity. Toxicity is something we're going to be talking about in December in prep for detox in January. And we can look at all the different areas of toxicity. And also to look at the family, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to do a show on what is functional medicine? What is it we're doing? And why do we do it? Because I think that's really important to help you understand whether or not you want to go to see a functional medicine doctor or a conventional Western medicine doctor. Because we do approach things differently. What's interesting about functional medicine is that we look at all the specialties as part of our specialty. Because we look at all the interactions between all the systems rather than sticking in one silo. And so I would like to widen that circle of friends again because I need to, and I just did. I went to this amazing conference with a group of doctors called the Mindshare 365 group, and there are some really forward-thinking doctors there, and I want to bring some of their wisdom to this show in the future. So there's some really interesting things happening. To bring them in here, though, we need to support this show. We need to support the station, and so to do that, I need people to start calling and going online right now. Go to 813-238-8001 and give and ask a question. I'll be glad to answer it. Go to WMNF.org and donate there. And in your donation tagline, ask a question. I will answer it.
Dr. Fred, I have some good news. I have some people to thank. So why don't I do that right now? While I'm thanking these people, you can be making your donation online at WMNF.org, or you can call 813-238-8001. I'd like to thank Scott Houston from St. Petersburg with a $105 contribution. Scott is getting the beautiful new WMNF t-shirt. You can also get that t-shirt for an $88.50 contribution or more to support WMNF Community Radio. You'll also be supporting Dr. Fred's Health and Nutrition Show if you call in now. Amy Parsons from St. Petersburg has made a $100 donation. Amy is also getting the WMNF t-shirt. It's such a beautiful t-shirt, Amy. You'll look great in it. She is writing that this is a valuable show and that we need the show. I agree with you. And Jean Blackburn apparently agrees as well from Sarasota. Jean is making a $92.92 contribution. Guess what gift Jean is getting? Jean is getting the beautiful new WMNF t-shirt. And she thanks us for having the great show with Dr. Fred. And before I go on and thank these last two or three people, not last for the hour, but the last ones that I have in my hand right now, let me describe that t-shirt. If you don't know, first of all, you can go to WMNF.org and you can see the t-shirt there. It is a Heather Green seafoam green color. It's a very subtle, beautiful green color, and it is available in men's cut or women's cut, a variety of sizes. And a local artist, her name is Kat Lim. She used to volunteer for WMNF. We commissioned her to do a design that would represent Florida and WMNF, and boy, did she do a great job. It is a crate of oranges. It says fresh and local, 88.5 WMNF. This is, I'm going to flat out say it, this is the best t-shirt we've ever had, at least in the 15 or 16 years I've been at MNF. 813-238-8001 is how you can make a donation. You can get that t-shirt for an $88.50 contribution. Jean Blackburn from Sarasota donated $92 to get that t-shirt. I may have already thanked her. Oh, listen to this name. John and Debbie Butts from Plant City are contributing $88.50, and they are getting the WMNF t-shirt. They love Dr. Harvey, love Democracy Now, love Sustainable Living. All of them are great shows. Thank you so much for that contribution, John and Debbie. Also, we have a contribution here from Sarasota for $105. The Sarasota Compounding Pharmacy has donated for that. Also, Anonymous from St. Petersburg is joining the Circle of Friends at $10 a month. That's a great donation. Thank you for that. And we have Marie Ann from Seminole donating $52.50. And she says, thank you for the Health and Nutrition Show. Well, that's a great flurry of support. I think we still need about $300 or $400 more to meet the goal for Dr. Harvey. So you will be one of the radio heroes if you can make a donation right now at 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Wow, that's really amazing. Thank you, Jack and Sherry and Scott and Amy and Jean and Don and Debbie and Jerry from Sarasota Compounding Pharmacy. I know that was you. Thank you, my friend. And Marie Ann, none of you asked questions. Don't you want any engagement today? I am really happy for these donations. And this might be the first time I think my show makes gold. Thank you for your support.
Well, wouldn't that be exciting? A first time for you to make the goal. We can do it because we are so close. We're maybe about $300 away. So if you out there have a $100 donation and you can call in, you can help us to get to that goal. Maybe there's a radio hero out there who can make the $300 contribution that would almost certainly put us over the top. This is an exciting time for Dr. Fred Harvey and the Health and Nutrition Show. Wouldn't it be great to be the first time it met its goal? 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
So here's an interesting thing that came across. Somebody's wanted to know how to evaluate a bottle of coenzyme Q10. There's a lot of hype about that chemical. And honestly, most of it is just hype. However, some things we know about CoQ10 is that it's fat soluble. So you never want to take a powder or a chewable or anything like that. And you don't want to mix it with other things because CoQ10 is a really solid standalone product. If anything, maybe some vitamin E or rosemary extract or something like that to stabilize and keep the antioxidant effect going. But there are two types of CoQ10, ubiquinone and ubiquinol. They are completely interchangeable in the body. The ubiquinol that ends in OL, that one is the active reduced form that is really the antioxidant. However, CoQ10 is not just an antioxidant. So in general, it doesn't really matter which form you buy. However, if you're sick and you need help soon, the ubiquinol, U-B-I-Q-U-I-N-O-L, is the more active one, and so you'll probably get better results. You want it in oil, preferably not soybean oil, unless it's non-GMO and organic, and in a gel cap. You want a high-quality oil base, and 100 milligrams is probably adequate for most people, but when you're taking something like a statin or lots of other medications, it's good to have more CoQ10 because it facilitates the detoxification of those chemicals. And you don't need, again, to have it with vitamin E and zinc and I wouldn't pay more than $1 a pill for it. I think it gets pretty pricey if you go over that. For 100 milligrams, that is.
813-238-8001. You're listening to Dr. Fred Harvey's show, which is called Health and Nutrition on 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Lakeland, Bradenton. It's 10:49 in the morning, and we have about 10 minutes left in this show, and we, I think, are about $400 short of the goal, $300 or $400. Please, would you call in right now and help us to reach that goal, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. You're getting great information from Dr. Fred. He's answering questions of people who have donated either on the web or by phone. And he is also giving us information about loneliness and about how to help loneliness by joining a community and why that has health benefits. Please join the community of WMNF by becoming a member of the Circle of Friends at $5 a month or $10 a month. You can do that by calling 813-238-8001. Of course, you can also donate on our secure website by hitting the tip jar at WMNF.org.
You know, about 10 years ago, I was sitting at a board meeting of the Zymogen company, And next to me was David Perlmutter, the neurologist, famous neurologist from Naples. And out of the blue, he turned to me and said, "Fred, how wedded are you to Sarasota?" And that was my one job interview question, I believe, because he was looking for somebody to take over his practice. And I thought about it for a second. I said, "David, you know, I really don't know, but I'm willing to explore that with you." And so we arranged a one day a week in his office for 6 months. And it was a really interesting experience because what I got, he asked the right question. Because he asked a question about community. The man is a brilliant clinician and a brilliant doctor. And he realized that the most important thing about your livingness, your being, is community. And so he asked me, what is my community in Sarasota? Well, working down there in Naples for that time, I realized that I need a village to help me help people. I had a network of people here in Sarasota that I'd developed over 20 plus years, the right specialists that were kind and effective with my patients, the right body workers, mind workers, nutritionists, which groceries to go to, where to go to the farmer's market, how to get the best organic food. All this stuff was part of my weddedness to Sarasota. I realized after those 6 months, I wasn't moving. I had too much community in Sarasota to disrupt that at age 50 to move down there. And I just realized that community is really what it's all about. And I'm so glad I stayed because I have a beautiful community in Sarasota that supports me, that helps me thrive. And I'm so happy to hear so many of my Sarasota people calling in, including Sarasota Compounding Pharmacy. Compounding pharmacies are key to helping people thrive. In general, you know, we have standard medications at regular pharmacies, but compounding pharmacies can make up things that are not usual, things that we don't find in standard brand name medications, things that don't include dyes and flavors and colors and other excipients that we don't need in there. Gluten, for example, in some thyroid preparations is a big problem. They have fortunately taken the gluten out of those preparations with lots of complaining by patients. But it takes time. The compounding pharmacist can do that. He's part of my community that helps people thrive. And I would love to hear more people in Sarasota calling in and emailing with questions about how do I develop this community? What do I use in the community? Because this community here at WNF continuously needs support because it is you, the people of this community, our family, that support this radio station. It's not Koch Brothers dollars. It's not Pfizer money. This is people in the community who want a resource to help them thrive and not be spoon-fed corporate information. You don't get that here. You get truth. You get raw, unadulterated opinion and fact that comes to you from all kinds of different sources, including this health and nutrition source that I love to do the research for. So please give us a call. We have 6 minutes left to make up this difference, 813-238-8001, or go online, wnnf.org. And thank you for keeping the show on the air. Thank you for helping me meet my first goal, because this will be the first time, folks. Give a call, send a text, get in here and support this show, please.
Yeah, it would be very, very exciting for this to be Dr. Fred's first time to meet his goal. And this health and nutrition show is a very important asset here on WMNF. We believe that it's a service to the community. We think that there are people out there who love and support it. But the only way we know that for sure is if we do get donations during the show. As Dr. Fred mentioned, he may make his goal for the first time this hour during the show. But I have to say that we still do need to hear from people in order for that to happen. It's a very doable goal. I think we need to hear from about four more people by the top of the hour. It's 10:55. We're going to the NPR News headlines at 11:01. And then after the NPR News headlines, stay tuned because we will have Sustainable Living on the show, on the air. And they're going to break some super important breaking news about citrus greening. My understanding is that there's a researcher about citrus greening who has not published their results yet, but they will be announcing their findings about treating citrus greening during the next hour on WMNF. So I hope you stay tuned for Sustainable Living, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. The very, very important goal we have right now is for us to have to meet the goal for Dr. Fred's show, which is we need about $400 more. We need to hear from about four more people to support sustainable living, to support health and nutrition with Dr. Fred Harvey. I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's the number to call. If you think that Dr. Fred is a valuable asset that you want to keep on the airwaves on your community radio station, give us a call right now. 813-238-8001 or make a donation at WMNF.org.
And I love sustainable living, and I'm glad you mentioned them because we can't thrive as humans if we don't have the planet thrive with us. That's really exciting news. I can't wait to hear what's going to be happening with citrus greening. But people, if you like sustainable living as well, call in and divide your donation. Just make the call. We need support here to keep this beautiful radio station on the line, on air, and keep these great shows coming your way. I'm really excited about it because I have a sustainable yard. My son's a permaculture sustainable farmer, and he turned my quarter acre in downtown Sarasota into a quarter acre of food. We have probably 300 papayas coming in soon. We have six bunches of bananas and plantains. There's a big bunch of plantains sitting on the counter right now. The jackfruit, we've already harvested a 15 and a 12 pounder. It's just amazing. Tomatoes just went in. I just put strawberries in yesterday. The arugula is ready to harvest. I think I'm having that for lunch. We can do this kind of planetary change. My cooling bill was down $50 a month this summer, and my internal temperature in the house is 5 degrees cooler because of the shade that we've created around my property. It's amazing. And sustainability is what we've all got to do because we don't have a sustainable medical system. We have an unsustainable illness care system that's top-heavy and needs to be taken down. We need to dismantle the current illness system and consider it alternative health care. We need to do actual health care because the last resort is getting your gallbladder cut out or radiating a cancer. We want to stop it before it gets to that point. And that's what functional medicine is about, finding root cause, changing the imbalances and dysfunctions before they deteriorate into full-blown diseases.
Dr. Fred, do you mind if I interrupt for just a second so I can thank some people before the top of the hour? Yeah.
Please do.
All right. Thank you. Well, we have an anonymous donation from Tarpon Springs. Thank you for that $100 contribution. We appreciate that donation. Also anonymous from Pennsylvania, $92.90 is getting the t-shirt. This is a gift to Charlie Martin, who is a loyal listener, and they're going to be getting the t-shirt. So thank you for that. And I also want to thank Kirk Sink with a $100 contribution. And Kirk is getting the bumper sticker. Also, Jackie from Lutz is donating $10. Thank you, Jackie. And she says, please explain how to get rid of the lectins in the red beans again. Maybe we can save that for next week. Also, Chip and Pat Lawhead from Ontario, that is, $126 donation. We are Snowbirds, St. Pete and Circle of Friends members. We enjoy Dr. Fred, the Bluegrass, the Peace Club, and much more. They love Democracy Now! We need this, is that donation from Ontario. Thank you for that $126 contribution. So I remember we were about $300 short, so let's see how we're doing. Oh, here's a great donation from Nancy and John Ogden in St. Petersburg. Hi, Dr. Ogden, $315 contribution. Thank you so much for that contribution. Also, Elsie Strum from St. Petersburg, $105 donation, is getting the WMNF t-shirt. And they say, thanks for the show. And he has the book, she has the book Belong. So we got a flurry of donations there. I have to admit, I haven't been able to add them all up. But I have to say, it sure seems, Dr. Fred, that congratulations are in order, that for the very first time, you have exceeded your goal here on Health and Nutrition on WMNF. So thanks so much to you and to all of your listeners.
I think we did it. I love you all. Thank you for all those donations. And it's real easy. Soak the beans overnight and throw the water away. Then cook the beans. It doesn't get rid of all of them, but it does reduce them.
And so I'm going to wrap it up now and say thank you to Dr. Harvey for that wonderful show. I'm so glad that we were able to raise those funds with the help of the community. And we are going to go to NPR News headlines right now. You're listening to WMNF Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, and Lakeland. And right after the NPR News headlines, we will hear from Tanya and Sustainable Living, and her guest Nikki Barber will talk about citrus greening. You can always support the shows at WMNF.org or by calling 813-238-8001. This is WMNF.